providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in, Tom, for the second half of the KE report. You know, I got to tell you, I really enjoyed doing the first half today. Cryptocurrency is, in my opinion, very definitely the future currency of the world. No question about that. When we're talking about the future, let's talk a little bit about the future of the United States. As always, I have the co-host of this program, Jim McKinney, on the line with me right now. There are a lot of things going on in our society right now that I feel are incredibly negative. There is also a rumor out there, and I want to stress it's only a rumor, but the rumor is that at some point between the 25th of September and the end of the month, this is not substantiated, Joe Biden will no longer be the president of the United States. Jimmy, take over. Let's go and talk about what's going on in the country.
Yeah. So on that rumor, I'm surprised he actually has made it over 6 months. I think had Kamala Harris been more positive and actually accepted more publicly that his 6 month time limit would have expired already, he would have been gone. It is amazing to see the doubling down on bad policy. Afghanistan is a, you know, unbelievable example. Of course, what's happening with the vaccine mandates and the actual forcing all federal employees in the military to take the vaccine. And that's becoming a real problem. The Department of Defense is, you know, there's a bunch of soldiers out there that just don't, they're young, they don't have the risk, and they don't really trust the system right now. And so they're
Jimmy, let me just jump in for a second. This is very relevant.
Yeah.
There are a number of people in an area, federal employees in an area relatively close to where you and I live, and they are giving up their jobs instead of taking the vaccine. Isn't that interesting?
It is, and it's, and again, you know, we've talked about this. You know, they're pushing the vaccine, but they're not pushing the treatments, and they're not actually supporting people that have already had COVID, you know, that have already T-cell immunity. And yeah, so you got to wonder, there's got to be financial interests involved, lobbyists. But as they double down on it, it's not like, unless they believe they have total control of the election system, people are not supporting this. And of course, one of the biggest problems that the Biden administration has been facing this week has been the border and what's happened with the Haitian refugees, massive numbers that are coming in, the lies, the lack of information, the neglectful information, partial information that the White House is providing that, you know, I mean, 70% of the population, over 70%, want a secure border. And the fact that they're willing to continue down this road of attempting to move, I would say, more of their voters into regions to, you know, shape and change the demographics in the United States, I don't know how they think they're going to survive this. It's just unless they have control of the voting system. And, of course, that's questionable. Right now you're seeing some initial results from the audit in Maricopa County. According to the latest reporting today, there's over 55,000 illegal votes. And this is only a partial partial report of the overall election corruption. But that's actually four times the number needed to change the election the other way for Trump. So we're going to see more of that as it comes out. And I tell you, there's, you know, the media complicity and supporting Democratic policies, and that, it, I mean, it's just, this is unbelievable in American history and in world history. I just can't imagine that we can continue on this way much longer.
Well, I guess the only thing that I can say about that is I want to ask your opinion. I think it would be very, very difficult, almost impossible, to change the results of the last election. Almost impossible to change. Got an opinion on that, Jim?
Yeah, I think at this point it is kind of a really tough thing to do. It would take a lot of facts, a lot of support. It would take a real popular push back on the administration. And if you release these Arizona results, if Georgia does a forensic audit, which apparently they're now being somewhat forced to do because of corruption in their election, and of course, if Pennsylvania moves forward with a election audit, those could change the results, and it's really uncharted waters of where we would be. So, yeah, I mean, a lot of people are not comfortable with that type of pressure. Even the Republicans, actually, Republicans are probably the least comfortable with it, because that would be, in their mind, the senior Republican officials, and I've spoken to one within the last couple of weeks, actually a very senior member of the RNC, and they want to move on from that. And I think by moving on from that, they're making a tremendous mistake, because the foundations of our democracy, of our republic, are trust and faith in the system. And if there's not trust and faith in the system, then people won't vote. And if they don't vote, then the motivated and the corrupt will continue to have victory. And I believe, in my view, that's what some of the senior Democratic leadership want, to gain power and to alienate Republicans and people that are sick of the system. And it is disturbing to me. The Republican Party and most everybody should be demanding transparency and an open process to validate it. There's nothing wrong with validating something that if you're questioning its truth, and at that point there's no argument. But if you don't validate it, you cover it up, it doesn't make any sense.
Oh, it makes no sense whatsoever. And the problem is, the Democrats, in my opinion, would be a lot better off to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that they actually did win the election. That would certainly restore faith in America. But I don't think we're going to see that happen. Let's talk about the border, Jim. Let's talk about the border. Secure borders are very, very important to me. Up in our neck of the woods, Jimmy, the border in Blaine, Washington, I would have to say, knowing a number of the personnel there, the border here is relatively secure. If you look out in the hinterlands in various directions from the physical border itself, it is right now teeming with officers looking for people attempting to sneak across. I see that every day when I drive over to Linden, Washington from here. So I'm pretty confident that we're okay, at least here. The problem is, a lot of the personnel from our area is now being transferred down to the southern border, and this bothers a lot of my friends who happen to be Border Patrol people. Your comments on that, Jim? We got a minute.
Yeah, you know, it's quite funny that the border land crossings from Canada are still restricted, but the southern border apparently is wide open if you're a refugee and you can't, you know, it's insanity what's happening out there. And the White House is actually, you know, got that question yesterday. Jen Psaki, the White House communications officer, and she's like, you know, we the border up in Canada, yeah, that's a land deal that you can still fly in. Well, what about the southern border? And no answers. And I think, like the election fraud, there is an agenda here. This is not by accident. Opening these borders, creating this pandemic, this crisis on the border, there's just something going on here that's very nefarious by senior leadership advisors that are using the puppet Biden.
Of course, it's a very nefarious action that's going on right now. Ladies and gentlemen, time for a quick commercial break. Going to be right back with Jim McKinney. Stick around.